This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon addresses his nation today following the worst series of bomb attacks in recent years. Over the weekend, 25 people were killed and 200 wounded in Palestinian suicide attacks for which Hamas claimed responsibility. Sharon was in the United States when the bombings took place. Yesterday, he met with President Bush at the White House. The president called the attacks horrific acts of murder, and he demanded that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat take immediate and strong steps to crack down on Palestinian terrorists. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The suicide bombings took place while Sharon was in the middle of a five-day visit to the U.S. and while a U.S. envoy was in the Middle East trying to get the stalled peace process in the region up and running again. Sharon had been scheduled to visit with the president today, but the bombings forced the two leaders to meet a day early so Sharon could get home to deal with the crisis. Just prior to the meeting, President Bush made a statement on the White House South Lawn. He condemned the attacks and had a message for Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as well.
This is a moment where the advocates for peace in the Middle East must rise up and fight terror. Chairman Arafat must do everything in his power to find those who murdered innocent Israelis and bring them to justice.
The president's meeting with Sharon lasted an hour. The Israeli prime minister did not comment afterward, but a White House spokesman said a main topic of discussion was Yasser Arafat and what he must do to demonstrate that he's committed to peace in the region. Secretary of State Colin Powell laid out what is expected of Arafat on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday.
The arrest of people who have been responsible for these kinds of actions and putting them in real jails where they are not walking free several days later, going after the organizations and those activities within areas under his control where these kinds of people are being trained, going after the organizations that are preparing future suicide bombers and cracking down on them.
Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld offered this unsparing critique of Arafat.
He is not a particularly strong leader, and I don't know that he has good control over the Palestinian situation. He has not ever delivered anything for the Palestinian people throughout history, so his record is not particularly impressive.
The White House says it remains committed to working to try to find a way to bring peace to the Middle East, but the president also acknowledged the enormity of the task.
Clearly, there are some in the world who do not want us to achieve peace in the Middle East. Clearly, there are some that every chance they have, they will use violence and terror to disrupt any progress that's being made. We must not allow them to succeed.
In the past, the Bush administration has publicly asked Israel to show restraint and not respond to suicide bombings or other attacks. There was no such public request yesterday. Secretary of State Colin Powell said that both sides should think about the possible consequences of their actions. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.